Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Whitney Sivels Sawyer, co-chair of the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Monroe and West Monroe. And Whitney, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for giving me the chance to come back on KEDM and talk about our Walk to End Alzheimer's as we get closer to our big event.
You've got a big event. You've got a big goal, too. First of all, let's talk about this. This is the event, but your year leads up to this big day, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is a year-long fundraising push. And the actual day of the event is just where we get together to celebrate all of our fundraising success throughout the year. So it is the culmination of our fundraising for the year.
This is coming up on September 20th. And where are you going to do the event this year?
We're back down at the Monroe River Market, and we are so excited to be back down there. And we have expanded our footprint in that parking lot. So we are going to take over the whole thing, and it's going to be even bigger and better than last year.
Tell me a little bit about what the day entails. It's got walk in the name, so I guess you guys are going to be walking some. Tell me about the walk part.
Yes, so the walk is going to go this way. We're going to have registration at 8:15, and then we're going to have our opening ceremony at 9 o'clock, and then we are going to all walk together. So we're going to start down at the River Market, and we're going to go down near the St. Francis parking garage, go right in front of St. Francis and come back around to the River Market. And then we are going to have some performances. So we're going to have a band leading the walk. Then we're going to have performances afterwards, one of them by the Louisiana Lunatics. So I'm very excited. So we are going to walk, but we're making a whole morning of it.
The event coming up September 20th, and this is a good event to bring the family out to and experience this. And I guess a lot of people, I don't know how prevalent Alzheimer's is, but I know our family has had relatives with dementia. When you have this, I mean, almost everybody there probably has somebody they have or somebody they know who's being affected by the condition.
Absolutely. When I got into volunteering for the Alzheimer's Association, it was because of my own grandfather, Ash Young, that I lost to Alzheimer's in 2022. And it was very hard for me. And I found working with the association was great. But when I started working with them, I realized that everybody is touched by Alzheimer's and dementia in some way, whether you have somebody you have lost to it, you're a caregiver. We're all touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Everybody has a story.
Tell me a little bit about your story. I asked you because we had my wife's mom had very severe dementia, and a lot of times she was with it most of the time, but then she would say something kind of wild like, "Hey, what are you doing here? They left you on the moon. I saw it on TV." And that was tough when you would go in and you go, "Look, I saw you yesterday. They didn't leave me on the moon." And she's like, "No, I saw it on the news last night. They left you on the moon." It's a tough deal. It's something that I don't know. I don't know how we dealt with it other than it was, in her case, it was almost like reverting back to being a little child. Tell me about your family and how you guys dealt with it.
So my grandfather was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and it was pretty early on the onset, so he had the opportunity to get all of his affairs in order. So he made sure that my grandmother would be taken care of, and my mother became their primary caregiver, which required her to quit her job. And then it got to the point where my grandfather had to go into a memory care unit, and then COVID happened. So we were locked out of seeing my grandfather for over a year, and we had to visit him through the window and watch him slowly deteriorate. And we finally got to get back in there and see him. And at that point, all he could do was apologize for not remembering anything. And it was heartbreaking to see the most caring, educated, loving individual I've ever met know that they've lost their mind.
Yeah.
And so it is, it's hard on the families. It's hard on the caregivers. But I do this work because I don't want anybody to forget my grandfather's impact on the world.
Well, he had a big impact, and I'm sorry that happened. That's a tough deal, and a lot of folks are experiencing it. We're going to get together on September 20th at the River Market for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And the ultimate goal is to raise money, but the ultimate goal is to find a cure, right?
Absolutely. So Alzheimer's Association is the number one private donor into research for Alzheimer's and dementia care, and our ultimate goal is a cure. So everybody who, like I said, everybody has an association with dementia or Alzheimer's, and we wear different flowers to represent that. And so the white flower is the flower that is going to represent the first person who has been cured, and we are working towards that goal by raising funds all across the United States.
Is this the kind of event you just show up for, or do you need to pre-register? Tell me how this works.
You can pre-register, alz.org. You can go on there and search for the Monroe Walk to End Alzheimer's, or you can show up the day of. If you do it online, you can. It's really quick the day of. You just let them know you already registered at the registration table, or you can sign up when you come, and if you want, if you've done some fundraising, you can bring your money with you. We'll take your money any way you got it.
We're talking today with Whitney Civil Sawyer, co-chair of the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Monroe and West Monroe. And you mentioned the walk. We talked about the performers and the Luna Chicks are going to be there. What about the kids? Is this a good event to come out to?
Oh, yes. This year we have expanded our kids zone. We are super excited about that. We're going to have bouncy houses, pictures with princesses, Queen selling lemonade and cornhole and coloring. And so we have a whole section of the parking lot dedicated to the kids. And I am very excited.
And lots of vendors, too.
Yeah.
This is going on September 20th. What time are you guys starting?
So registration starts at 8:15. Our ceremony starts at 9, and we'll start walking about 9:20, 9:25.
There you go. The September 20th event, the Walk to End Alzheimer's. You can find out more at our website, kedm.org, or by heading to alz.org.